Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, it must be Saturday night again around here, and time for yet another night with Daddy G. This is Gary Moore, and I'm streaming to you live from upstate New York. Welcome to the new channel, and the gang is all here tonight, folks. Starzen and Curly and George and Groucho and whoever else I may be able to pull out of my sleeve or elsewhere. So take off your shoes, throw them in the corner, put the coffee on, because the only ones missing have been you. So get in here and get ready for yet another night with Daddy G. Yeah.
Well, who's on first?
Yes.
First, who? Guy on first.
Who?
Guy playing first base.
Who?
Guy on first.
Who is on first?
What are you asking me for? I'm asking you.
This is a gala day for you.
Well, a gala day is enough for me. I don't think I can handle it anymore.
Welcome to another night with You Know Who. Yeah, this is going to be a bit different, given the energy of the day and of the period, of this time period, of this timeline. I'm going to start out with a little bit of a talk. I'm going to speak about the moon here tonight, and last night, and the night before. This is the full moon of the Sundance, and a being of Lakota persuasion. I want to send out all the energies to all the ones who are holding Sundance during this moon, and I'm sure they're going on all around the country, and I'm just holding space and sending out love to people that are out there doing that. It's a very, very good thing. It's not, they're having a hard time, they're suffering, and it's for a good reason why they're doing this. And I just wanted to send them love and send them energy about that and thank them for what they're doing. It's pretty difficult, but as they say in Lakota, it's not the time during the Sundance that's hard. It's the time between Sundances that's hard. So I'm sending out love, and let's send out love and energy to them. Also to our friend and brother Mark, also known as Cairo, and also known as MSL78 on the gold ring, extending congratulations and well wishes to him for being the next initiate of on the gold ring. We will begin ceremony with him on Monday or Tuesday, I'm not sure which. It's a matter of Keter passing the torch and her availability to be able to do that for Mark. And again, I feel honored to be a part of that and a part of that show as well. And much love to you, Mark, and Cairo, MSL78, whatever you call yourself these days. We're going to cook you good. That's all I got to say. And work on the Sweat Lodge is coming along. Not much got accomplished this week due to everyone going places and doing things and so forth. But it's almost ready. Next time we get to working on it, which will be sometime during this week, we will should be able to have it all wrapped up. And literally wrapped up and covered, and be able to do a ceremony out this week. So much love and many thanks and many blessings to all of everyone who helped on that. And also my humble thanks and gratitude to my friend Ricky, who has extended his house to me, and I can't thank him enough from the bottom of my heart. Okay, and we're talking a little bit about the energies here of the moon. I've got a moon mix coming up, and that's coming up here shortly. But I wanted to speak about the moon and about this energy initially. I started feeling this energy, gosh, back on like the 13th or so. And so it's been going on for like 4 days, and I've been kind of sluggish and feeling, I don't know, the old ascension or activation symptoms again. And I hadn't felt these in quite a while, and it's been really intense. And I was kind of looking around or looking for something, and finally found something that kind of helped it make sense to me. And that was something written by Carl Kalman back on July 13th. And he wrote that today on the Gregorian date, July 13, 2011, begins the fourth night of the ninth wave. So we're in the fourth night. And to me, this night really seems like the last time period available for us to prepare for the relatively dramatic scenario that will lead up to the culmination of the Mayan calendar on October 28, 2011. So that kind of makes sense to me. So we're, according to Carl Kalman, we're in the fourth night of the ninth wave. And so love and blessings to us all in oneness as we move through this shift, which is happening right here, right now, with grace and ease in the flow. So welcome, everyone, and I'm glad you are here. I'm going to also address a couple of things regarding my being called to do this Sweat Lodge and construct it and so forth. I'm going to read a thing that was provided by Children of the Sun Foundation, and they have a great website, and they also have a great meditation you can download during this time and listen to it. And I'll put the link in the chat room, and there's the link. And you can take a look at yourself and read along if you wish. And it's about a lot of these people that are doing these the New Agers, you know, with their workshops and their teachings of abundance and prosperity, et cetera. And I've questioned a lot of it, and a question as to, you know, why is it not working for me, et cetera. Well, I made a decision a long time ago to walk in a spiritual walk, and I don't know if I'd ever really do it properly or correctly or whatever, but I do it to the best of my ability. And what I do is not only traditional, but I'm also inviting everyone. This lodge is not about staunch Lakota tradition. Although it is around the tradition that this is based, this is also going to be based on whatever you wish to bring to the table to come forth, whatever modalities you are talking about. This is to share yours in context, in conjecture with what we're doing here as well. So stay tuned for that, and the spiritual groups and teachers are appearing all the time in these days of quickening of the earth. The self-proclaimed masters, teachers, and motley bands of disciples and do-gooders are a very common sight within the spiritual supermarket today. It is often found that such groups, new and traditional, tend to demonstrate a noble intention to heal themselves and this planet, yet all truly enlightened masters, holy orders, and mystery schools throughout the ages have taught that the personal self, this world and all that is in it, do not represent the goal of life, and on the spiritual path, neither should they be the focus. Wrong focus is the result of the lack of true knowledge and awareness of the purpose of physical incarnation. And without such knowledge, this true spiritual path cannot be found, let alone trodden. To attempt from an enlightened perspective to heal this world and mankind is like a blind man trying to give directions to someone who is lost. The world may only be healed when a humanity and its motivations are true, when the heart of humankind is open, and when its mind is looking in the right direction. The solution to all ignorance-born world problems may only be apprehended by giving up the all self-created notions, looking out from the separate self and upwards toward the universal spirit and the divine plan for Earth. The solution to all suffering, darkness, and ignorance is necessarily a divine solution and can never be found within the separate and limited nature of the personal self or its plethora of speculative ideas, projections, and delusions. Such personal ignorant convictions never amount to anything without more than separation, the proof of which is perfectly visible in society as it exists today, and is also reflected in the many individual and disparate views and ideals held by the countless spiritual groups and teachers. A correct focus is essential of the seeker of the truth to rise above the multifarious snares and pitfalls of pseudo-spirituality that are to be found everywhere in this world. A growing number of people around the world today are writing spiritual books and giving workshops, again, often before they themselves have actually realized that anything of a higher order, more than philosophical or psychic insight in the absence of alignment with truth and divine purpose. One of the greatest obstacles, if not the greatest obstacle, that stands in the way of real spiritual unfoldment and realization is an absence of humility and the honest admission as to how little the separate self really and truly knows of the higher life, its purpose, goal, and ultimate inevitable result for this end of a major world cycle. The true servants of life, those who are aligned with the divine spirit, are also with the plan of salvation for these times, are mostly forced to wait and prepare in the shadows, while so many self-appointed teachers are busy in the limelight propagating their information and methods from an unenlightened idea, teaching the multitudes how to achieve what they themselves have yet to realize. You can't teach this stuff because it's so educational, folks. It is taught, it is shared in a way, not because it's educational, but because it's subtle. And that's what I've gotten. And I don't even know if I do it, correctly. I question it all the time. Like I said, I do it to the best of my ability. Anyway, that's my two bits. for this week, and welcome all of you as you come into the chat room. And again, my love to you all, and love and blessings to Ketter again for allowing me the use of this channel. And without much further ado, or without much further ado, for those of you who don't like to ado, let's start the music. And I've got a full moon mix here for you. And here we go. I love you all.
Ladies and gentlemen, your DJ for tonight has spent hours setting up his lights. He's spent ages performing sound checks, and he's refrained from touching the buffet. Yet.
You better believe it.
He's keeping reasonably sober and is prepared to play just about anything you care to ask for. Get ready for a very special night and party celebration.
Welcome everybody. Let's start some things out with a little Dire Straits. Get your money for nothing and your chicks for free. Welcome, all of you. It must be Saturday night. Or something.
Chicks for free. Money.
Nope, that ain't working. This ain't waking either. Who says it's supposed to be a chore anyway? Come on, give me a break.
Yo, DJ,
are you done mixing yet?
Your DJ has only just begun.
That's right.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start. Guaranteed to blow your head apart.
Stay with me. I've got some REO Speedwagon, Van Morrison, Kansas, a whole bunch. I'm glad you are here. Welcome. Thank you. let's watch the full moon crossing the range, shall we?
Full moon night in the Rocky Mountain wind. marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. With all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. Yet I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. Yet all the night's magic seem to whisper and hush. Yet all the summer light seems to shine. Yet your blush. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. Yet I know now the time is just right, and straight into my arms you will run. And when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. And every time you just tremble inside. Then I know how much you want me that you can't hide. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love?
Atlanta Rhythm Section. You know, I'm not going to let it bother me tonight.
I picked up the paper this morning and read all the daily blues. The world is one. Tarzan's not going to let it bother him either. I got a twofer from the Atlanta Rhythm section. Stay with me. I've also got some Maria Muldaur and other goodies. I mean, some Queen, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Champagne Jam, anyone?
Can't help it, it's in my bones. We'll be everybody here is out of sight. But they don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose, they keep things alive. Everybody was dancing in the moonlight.
Dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's feeling warm and bright. It's such a fine and natural sight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight.
We like our fun and we never fight. You can't dance and stay uptight. It's supernatural delight. Everybody was dancing.
Stars, I must dance in the moonlight. Like the Cajun moon. Maria Muldaur.
Cajun moon. Have you done? What have you done?
With me, I've got Linda Ronstadt and Dave Mason and a bunch of others. Let's get things to altitude and have some e-cocktails. The chocolate fountain is open. with me. I've got Linda Ronstadt coming up. Fastball and the Eagles.
anyone could see the road that they walk on.
Where they were going. They were taking the midnight flyer, of course. Head south, babe. into the night.
Let's get stone cold crazy. After all, there is a moon out. Got a Queen double play coming up. One I actually used to drum to.
phone. There's a rumor going round, I'll clear out of town, you're sounding like a driving phone. Here come the law, gonna break down the door, gonna carry me away once more. Never stop, never stop, never want to get anymore. Gotta get away from this phone, oh, so crazy. Don't go crazy.
With me, I've got some Earth, Wind, and Fire, and then I'm probably going to go live.
Oh, yeah.
everybody get down, get funky.
Feet, Kedder Magic is about to do a swan dive into the chocolate fountain. happy full moon, everyone. And now that Cairo is in the chat room, welcome, Cairo. Brother, we're going to cook you good in the next day or two. It just depends on Kedder's availability, because she is going to be passing the torch to you, because you're next. You're like Risa said, you're in the on-deck circle. That's a baseball term. you'll be next at bat. And I'm not sure exactly when that'll take place, probably Monday or Tuesday, whenever Kedder's available. So I love it that you had that rainbow vision. And that's just kind of, I'm just going to tell you about my rainbow vision that I had about 15 years ago, really quickly. And this took place when I lived in Gunnison, Colorado. And I'm not the kind of guy that remembers his dreams every night. I rarely remember their dreams. But when I do, they come through like visions. And this was one of the strongest I had early on in this awakening process. It occurred to me about 15 years ago when I've been walking the Red Road. Fairly new at it. Been doing it about a year at this point. And one night, I fell asleep and had this dream. And the dream, in my dream, I was standing looking toward the west. And in the west, there was a huge thunderstorm building, with the building up with the tops, you know, the top of the clouds billowing way up into the atmosphere and so forth. And I'm looking at this cloud, and out of the cloud came a hand, and it had the thumb and forefinger extended on this gigantic hand reaching out of the cloud. And arched between the thumb and forefinger was a rainbow. And the hand came out of the cloud and showed this rainbow to me. And then it reached over my head and placed it in the eastern sky. And then the voice came like thunder, and the voice said, "This is my bow. This is not a bow for war. It is a bow for peace. And the only way you get to keep it is to keep giving it away." And that hand put the rainbow in the eastern sky. Well, I woke up the following morning and just totally astonished at this vision that I had in the dream time the night before. And that would have been, you know, remarkable enough, I guess. But later on that same afternoon, here came a thunderstorm. And it was a summer day in Colorado. And the thunder and the lightning started happening, and lightning popping, and and hail and rain. And Spirit said, get out here. I was living in a trailer at the time, and Spirit said, get out here. So I went outside, and that, you know, with the hailstones bouncing off my ears and the lightning popping all around me and thunder and all that, and this whole cacophony of experience going on. And I'm getting drenched to the skin. And then the sun, as the sun was going down in the late afternoon, it cleared away, the clouds cleared away. The sun came back out, and it was, you know, going lower in the western horizon. And there in the eastern sky was the most perfect rainbow I'd ever seen. I mean, it was perfect completely from one end to the other. So that was a pretty good message for me. I'll never forget that. Yeah, I've seen the rainbow guy on YouTube, the guy that had the rainbow. What does it mean? What does it mean? I was kind of like that. So anyway, that reminded me of that story when you mentioned that, Cairo. So much love to you, brother, and much love to all of the Lakota families that are sun dancing during this full moon. Let's send our love out to them. They're dancing all over the country right now. Not right now, but during this moon. It's a 4-day ceremony, and coinciding with this weekend and this particular full moon, you can pretty much bet that the dances are going on. There's sun dance camps all over the country, and it is a very, very sacred time. It's real hard dancing and praying in the sun, fasting, no food, no water, all day in the sun. And for 4 days is kind of hard. And on that fourth day they pierce, and that takes a certain special type of a mindset to do that, and to bring themselves into that realm and allow themselves to get that close to their own demise without making the actual permanent transition, just to get messages from the spirit. And it's been going on for thousands of years, and it's going on now. So let's send them some love and send them some energy, and in this sacred time. And they always say it's not hard. You know, the 4 days of Sundance are not really hard. What's really hard is the year between the Sundances. So ponder that for a while. Work on the Sweat Lodge is ongoing, and it should be up and running hopefully by next weekend. And I'm just grateful to all of you and glad you're all here. And it looks like Keter will be available every day but Monday. So it'll probably be Tuesday when we barbecue you, Cairo. I don't know, unless we do something tomorrow. I don't know for sure. But it's just a matter of Keter's availability. And we're holding space for you, brother. We're going to cook you good. And again, I feel honored to be a part of this, of the process again, to be called upon to do that. So looking forward to this, my friend. So here we are. And I just wanted to speak again to this to the spirituality, you know, of the things going on and the energy of this full moon. It's really been something. I mean, these past few days, and I came across a little blurb that Azra put in the Gold Ring Inner Child chat yesterday, Friday. And it was a passage by Carl Kalaman. And it's today on the Gregorian date, July 13th, 2011, which was 4 days ago. And I started feeling this energy right around then. And this makes sense to me. July 13th, 2011 begins the fourth night of the ninth wave. To me, this night really seems like the last time period available for us to prepare for the relatively dramatic scenario that will lead up to the culmination of the Mayan calendar on October 28th, 2011. And that was by Carl Kalaman. So get ready for the relatively dramatic scenario leading up to the culmination of the Mayan calendar. ready or not, here it's come, here it's coming, and I see a world without illusions after that, because this is coming in the words of Uncle David Swallow, ain't nothing nobody can do about it, nobody. So I'm just trying to find this passage where is it? Oh yeah, the true servants of life, those who are aligned with the divine spirit, and so also with the plan of salvation for these times, are mostly forced to wait and prepare in the shadows, while so many self-appointed teachers are busy in the limelight, propagating their information and methods from an enlightened idea, teaching the multitudes how to achieve what they themselves have yet to realize. And that's another little piece that really resonated with me, too. Okay, we've got a little bit less than 10 minutes left in the show, and I'm going to play this because it hurts so good. This moon medicine hurts so good. And then we'll say goodnight. Thank you, everyone. Ah, yes, Mr. Radio Man, walks, talks, and yodels in East Possum, Commodore Ducker. Quick shout out to everybody, Acid Rock Radio, and Cairo Mark, and Commodore Ducker, and guest 7958, and Givanda, and Joseph Anthony Diaz, and Ketter, of course, and RJ Gumby, and Brooke Mind Detox just bolted out of the room as I was coming back on. So anyway, I'm glad you guys were here. Thanks for spending yet another night with You Know Who. And you all have a good night. Have much love and many blessings to you. And I'm going to go like this.
That's all, folks.
And then go out with this. I love you. I love you all. Have a good night. I kind of like this.
Me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A land
good night, everyone. I'll see you all in the garden. I love you.
I come from a land of love.